Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. This is episode 61, Mental Health. First, I need to give you some clarification and additional information from last week's episode. When I talked about the three halves rule of thumb for calculating the total yardage needed for a sweater, I was assuming that you were making a standard sweater with the standard length being about mid-hip. If you are making something non-standard, like batwing sleeves or a bolero length or a duster length sweater, then my rule of thumb of three halves will not work. So, what are you going to do in that case? What you do is you calculate for the body of the sweater, which is the circumference multiplied by the length. Then you calculate for the sleeves separately. And to do the sleeves, you take the width at the cuff, add that to the widest width of the sleeve, and multiply that by the length of the sleeve. This will give you the area for both sleeves. You add that to the area of the body, and then you have the total area for the sweater. I am so sorry about making this omission. I must say that the reason for it was these past couple of weeks I've been depressed and my mind has been a little bit on the foggy side. I've been trying to figure out why I was depressed because there really wasn't any external reason for it. And then suddenly it dawned on me, I have not been sleeping. This goddamn time change has really fucked with my sleeping. For those of you who are outside of the States, for some reason, some idiot decided to do the daylight savings times 3 weeks early. My body hates time shifts, but especially when the time of the season isn't even close to being ready for that kind of a dramatic shift. I don't know what the idiot was thinking. I think the loss of productivity alone was not worth the cost of doing this shift. Plus, the additional headache that this has caused to the computer industry, I just don't think he thought this through at all. So I'm blaming my depression on the president. He's an idiot, as far as I'm concerned, who has absolutely no foresight. It's just not a good idea to screw with my sleep. If I don't sleep, I'm not happy. And believe me, I have not been happy. The only thing that comes that's somewhat good out of me not being happy, it's the only time I do housework. So I've been cleaning and straightening and throwing away stuff because I'm depressed as hell. I took a couple of Tylenol PMs, and I slept through the night, and I'm feeling so much better. But you know, I'm not the only one in our household who has mental health issues. I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but our cat, Monster Kitty, is obsessive compulsive. She wants everything to be in its place and to occur at the same time. She is so obsessive, she is the only cat I know of who will put her toys back to where she said that they belong. She puts her toys in a bed that I've given her. But even when she was a kitten, Wayne moved one of her toys, and it was a fairly big toy. Well, it was called a domino, and it was a cardboard box about 2 feet in length, about 10 inches in width, and 3 inches in depth, and it had holes in it, and it also teeter-tottered, so that you would put a ball in one of the holes, and then the cat would step on it, and it would shift, and the ball would move to the other side. And so anyway, they would play around with this toy, and Monster Kitty loved it. Wayne kicked it one day and got annoyed, and he moved it to the living room. Well, Monster Kitty picked it up and brought it back into the den. And I saw her do it. And I was thoroughly impressed, because she crawled underneath it and, carrying it on her back, maneuvered through the doorway and put it exactly where it had been. Wayne came in and found it there. And he accused me of moving it. Can you believe that? Me? I told him I didn't. He didn't believe me until he picked it up and put it back. And that evening, Monster Kitty, struggling, got it right back to where it was. And this time, Wayne left it there until she outgrew that toy and we were able to move it. Now her big deal is me. She gets very upset that I am not where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. She is very particular about her meal times. So particular, in fact, that I broke down and I bought her a timed feeder that's programmed that will always feed her the same amount at the same time. I was thinking that that would remove me from the equation of having to be somewhere at a particular time. But no, it hasn't. Monster Kitty still insists that I have to get up in the morning at a particular time. I am not allowed to sleep in. She will come in and she will yell at me. And if that doesn't work, she brings out the big guns. She stands on my bladder. And yes, that gets me up. That gets me up in a heartbeat. And then she does the only thing that we do together in the morning. She watches me urinate. She doesn't come up and get pets or head scratches or belly rubs or anything. No, she comes in and she sits in the middle of the bathroom and she watches me until I'm finished. And then she goes away. That's it. I'm not sure why I have to do this for her in the morning. I'm trying to figure out if I could just make the toilet run at a certain time and she'd be happy with that. I don't know. She's very bizarre. At night, I also have to be in bed at a very particular time. If I'm late coming to bed, she stands in the doorway and she stares at me. And if I ignore those stares, then I get the yowl. Now, our nighttime routine is a little bit more interactive. She races me up the stairs, and then she throws herself down in the middle of the hallway. And then I pet her with my feet. God forbid I reach down with my hands. That traumatizes her too much. No, I might be thinking about picking her up. I just pet her with my feet. I scratch at the base of the tail, and I rub the belly, and I pet, and I pet. And I stand there on one foot, petting her with the other. And then that's it. I go to bed. And she has nothing to do with me until the next morning, in which she gets me up. The other morning, I think she went over the edge, and I'm not quite sure what the problem was. I grabbed myself a pair of flannel pants and a t-shirt because I wasn't planning on going out that day. I was just going to lounge around in my flannel pants and t-shirt. I put that on the edge of the tub and I went to go pee. Well, Monster Kitty came in, but as soon as she saw the purple and turquoise plaid pants and the sunshine yellow t-shirt, she hissed, and she slunk down onto her belly, and she slowly creeped up to it, and she got all puffy. And I'm thinking, is her eyesight going, or am I getting fashion opinions from a cat? I don't know what is worse. So, let me know. What do you think? Do you think I need to fashion my kitty a pair of glasses? Or is my fashion sense really that bad? I appreciate you taking time to listen to my stories. If you have any comments, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can send me an email at Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I also have a voicemail number. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. Bye.